my beautiful people, and welcome to the You in Progress podcast. This is your host, Gabriella, and I am the luckiest to have you with me today. This podcast has been designed with a mix of experiences, ideas, and just overall nuggets of gold gathered along my journey and the journey of our guests. So what I love about the discussions is, guess what? It's in progress. It's you in progress. So settle in, grab your coffee, workout sneakers, duffel bag of money, whatever you're trying to do, and let's get into it. Hey guys, and welcome to another beautiful episode of the You in Progress podcast with your girl Gabriella. Thank you so much, as per usual, for joining and tuning in and interacting. I always say as per usual, but like, it's never usual. It's amazing. And I will never stop saying it. I can't stop, won't stop sharing my gratitude, because especially on Instagram, our followers have been really, really growing and interacting and sharing. And it's a big deal, guys. There's so many of us just really just trying to find our light and try to illuminate our light. Not find it, but like, yeah, no, you know what? Sometimes find our own light. And so it's just so beautiful to see so many folks from all corners of the globe collectively healing ourselves and therefore healing humanity. So I appreciate that so much. Today we have episode 34. Yes. And, you know, I don't have like anything wild to say about 34. Like, I know I've had like 21, 23, 30, like whatever the episode, like, I don't know what the number would like signify. I don't really have a 34 number. All I know is that there've been 33 episodes prior to this, and that's dope. And I hope for 33 more, and then 33 more after that, and however long it lasts. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you haven't tuned in or followed us on Instagram, it's the You in Progress podcast, at the You in Progress podcast. Wow, I totally blanked out how Instagram works. Like, I don't even know. But definitely take a look there, guys. Follow us, like the episode, rate the show on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you're hearing this, and definitely share your feedback and what you're doing and how you're doing, and just watch the community just like come around you. I love to see like interactions like on the comments, and somebody will comment something and somebody else will like help lift them up or support them, and they don't even know each other. It's just super beautiful to see. So definitely, guys, follow, comment, share your progress, because it's you in progress. So, yo, let's get on with it. Let's get on with it. So, it's definitely been quite a month, and I haven't dropped an episode since an interview with Dr. Alina Puff over a month ago. So it's definitely been like a super beautiful, huge, life-changing, like life-altering month, and I can't wait to share that later on this spring. But it's definitely been a lot, in all the beautiful ways, all the most unexpected ways. But today I wanted to talk about wisdom and really just the idea of wisdom and where wisdom comes from, and how do we even use wisdom in our life? So a really beautiful friend have reminded me recently, and she said, Gabriella, there's one thing to have wisdom and have that knowing, and there's another thing to live in that wisdom. And I'll repeat it again. So there's one thing to like have wisdom in knowing, and there's another thing to live in that wisdom and practice it. And that beautiful reminder kind of set forth some really big changes in rewiring and how I connect with my life and participate in my own life. And you know me, guys, like I feel that everyone that, you know, steps into my stratosphere and everyone that my path crosses with, I'm just super, super grateful for. And I do live that and I do feel that and know that and practice that. You know, however long they're in, you know, our life, but they are always teaching us, as we are always teaching others as well in so many ways. But I really found myself recently stepping away from my inner knowing, and especially with, you know, the month that I've been able to unfold in my life recently, and so many ahas, insights, enlightenment, illuminations. You know, it's a lot to know and take in and really allow your mind and your soul and your heart to be blown. But in all of the beautiful, wonderful parts of my journey, I've been shown a lot of truths and acknowledged and how life is and purpose and why we're here. And, you know, it's in that, even when you're being shown or really integrating or really sitting with or really even sharing, you know, I'm finishing getting a certificate and license for life coaching. So I'm like at the telltale end with like practicum and coaching folks. And it's been like super beautiful and so impactful for both of us, not just the clients I have, but just me as well. But in that, you know, when you are holding yourself accountable and when you are on a platform and when you are interacting so intimately in people's lives, it is extremely difficult, at least for me, to practice something much different than how I guide, and I don't want to say preach, but just how I share and I show up in the world. And so I found myself compartmentalizing my knowing, what I know to be true about life, about like humanity, about so many things, and how I really integrate that and like practice that in my own life. And especially in this, like in the quote, in the ideology, whatever, the saying, you know, whatever my friend said to me about one thing having the wisdom, one thing living in the wisdom. You know, we meet so many people, and y'all, I know you can like talk about like your teachers, or the priest, or a shaman, or you know, whoever it is. We see people on social media, big celebrities, whatever it is, and like folks who say one thing and like, yo, this is like, do what I say, but not what I do. I'm really like wondering, like, yo, like, you don't even practice what you say. And we see that all the time. But I'm sure we can even see that in ourselves. We compartmentalize. We separate what we do and what we know very, very every day. And think about it. Like whether it's you get triggered by someone at your job or you get, you know, really anxious about like a relationship working or not working, or you know, you get really down and hard on yourself. But guess what? Like if your best friend came and sat on your couch, you'd be like, girl, boyfriend, yo, like trust the process, or know like your next job, your next career, like it is like literally cannot wait to meet you, you know, or yo, like, chill, listen, if that relationship's meant for you, then that relationship's meant for you. And if it's not, it's not. You need to continue to show up as yourself, right? We could say anything, our couch talk. Speak kinder to yourself. Like, why are you so mean to yourself? But yet, when our friend leaves, we may be the first one to be frustrated at an email. Or we may be the first one to feel really saddened that we're not in a relationship at the moment, you know, that we desire or we think we desire. And we can be, you know, look at ourselves in the mirror and say something unkind, or like when we do something that's not to our standard, like just being unkind to ourselves. Like there's so many billion ways things work out. But really, I guess, I think for me, it's been like trust. And trust in the process and trust in life and trust in the fact, like in like fact, I guess, like the knowing that like I'm got by the universe, by life. I'm loved by life so much. And trusting that, even when my logical brain, even when my own like imagination, you know, is struggling a bit. And I know that in this life, one of like my biggest lessons, like the big, like capital BIG, not Biggie Smalls, just Biggie lessons, is just letting go. And it's not just like for me, it's not just like letting go of people, it's also letting go of ideas, limiting beliefs, but just like letting go. Like, I live a lot in my imagination. And, like, let me tell you, it's a beautiful place. Like, you can ask any of my day ones, the original friends, you know, from Vermont. And they could be like, yo, Gabby always had, they call me Gabby in Vermont, which I've grown to love. But, you know, she's always had, like, girlfriends always had an imagination. And she's always been always thinking outside the box. Like, I never, you know, for many reasons, I really never fit in a lot of boxes growing up. So I just created my own box and it's pretty dope, must say. I still live in this beautiful box and I love it. But as expansive as my imagination and my soul is, it's still limited, especially imagination. Imagination is limited because we have not experienced everything in life. We can't, like, it doesn't, like, it's, we're limited with our imagination. And I really, for myself, I have not allowed life to really surprise me, for people to surprise me, people to show up. You know, for the way, the journey to surprise me in many times. And I'm not saying like all the time, but like a lot. Like a lot. Like, who are we playing, Gabriella? Let's not play ourselves. A lot. I know that I have not allowed life to surprise me. I know that I've missed out on really beautiful detours and plot twists. And I know that, you know, again, when something's meant for you, not even you can get in the way, right? When something's meant for you, not even you can get in the way. But in that same respect, because I have not let go or allow people to show up in an even more beautiful way into my life, or, you know, let go of limiting beliefs or whatever it is. Because I haven't let go and I've held on pretty tight to some things in life, it hasn't really allowed life to just flow and surprise and like detour me where it needs to go. You know, I'm on this like really slow, rusty track sometimes, I feel. And I know it's of my own doing. But like, if somebody were sitting on the couch sharing that with me, I would be the first to, you know, ask them why, dive into that, and also remind them, like, yo, life is meant to be lived. Life is meant to surprise you. Life is meant to give you the spectrum of experiences and emotions. Like, that's what it's about. And like in that, like we don't have to worry about the detail. Like, that's above our pay grade. You know, my job is to trust and enjoy the pages turning in my life. So, you know, it's what I know to be true. But I found myself not doing something that I know to, one, be a life lesson, and two, I know that it's in my best interests, even though it is not necessarily comfortable, or like I choose for it not to be as comfortable. It's as comfortable as I want to make it, honestly, if we're being really honest with ourselves. But like, what if we lived in our own wisdom? You know, everybody has their own. There isn't one wisdom is more wise than the other. Like, no one's talking about that. But everybody has like their own knowing, their own compass. Don't tell me you don't. Whether you want to override it or not, like, let's not play each other right now. Don't tell me you don't. Like, everyone has their own compass and their own wisdom and their own knowing. And it's what you know to be true, but yet we still haven't applied it to ourselves. Like, we secretly cheat ourselves. And it's pretty deceivingly that sometimes only we know we're doing it. Like, what a betrayal. Like, if you get betrayed by somebody, one thing, you betray yourself, papa, mama, everybody. Like, literally, that is the sharpest knife you can stick in your own back, betraying yourself. And we do that when we don't listen to our knowing and we don't practice our knowing, or we have all this information and yet, I don't want to say do not apply it, but like refuse to. And it's like, you know, I can only speak for myself, but like for me, why do I refuse to let go? It's because I'm scared. I'm scared that, you know, if I let go, maybe like life will also let it go too. Like it wouldn't come to fruition. It wouldn't come, you know, to even come close to my imagination. You know, so it's like, it's not, there's no shame in why we don't follow our own knowing, our own advice, our own truth. There's like no shame in that at all. But in that, like, freedom is on the other side of that fear. We're free. And the chains that we are once bound by, we realize are from our own creation. When we live in our truth, when we follow our own advice, when we follow our own knowing, our own compass. Like, what if we lived in our wisdom? Like, what if we practiced what we quote unquote preached? What if we grew from our own ideas, our knowings, the soil that we cultivate? Like, what if we grew from our own fertility, our own fertile soil? Like, how would that change us? How would that evolve us? Like, how would that free us? So I ask you, are you living in your wisdom? And I might be in your headphones, in your car, wherever I am, Like, are you truly living in your own wisdom? Are you integrating your own wisdom? Are you participating in your own life with your own compass and knowing? And I really hope everyone's like, oh, hell yeah, Gabriella, girl, that's a you problem. Like, I'm glad I was here and held space for you, girl. But that's a you problem. And listen, I hope that it's just like just a me problem. But like, my gut says, nah, this is, you know, especially as people start healing and start going deeper and start really like uncovering and remembering like their power and how like infinite they are and like beautiful and perfect. And it's like, you know that. Now, how do you practice that? How do you practice what you, the couch talk that you have with one of your girlfriends, boyfriends, whomever? Like, how do you practice that? When somebody's going through the thick of it and you suggest whatever it is that you suggest or you embrace them, how do you embrace yourself? Guys, I think that when we step into our truth, into truth, our truth, baby, we heal ourselves, we heal each other. And when we heal ourselves and we can heal one another, bring one another back home to self, to your essence, we heal humanity. Like, we heal. So thank you so much. Yep, thank you so much. Y'all are always out here holding space, connecting, making a girl feel heard out here. And I appreciate that. Like, thank you. Thank you. Please continue to share how you're doing. How's your journey doing? It's always so appreciated. And honestly, I'm always super, I don't know, y'all just out here being resilient. So share and spread love and love one another. Because listen, we are here to love and be loved. I'll tell you that right now. But thank you so much, guys. And again, I'll talk to you later. Bye. Oh my goodness. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. You are everything. Do me a favor and like this episode. Even leave us a comment. You can even check us out at the You in Progress podcast on all social media platforms. And remember, you got this. Until next time.